Last night, Brian said to me, "What's the topic for tomorrow?" I got quite a shock because I didn't think it could be anything other than the resurrection. What he meant was, which aspect of the resurrection are you speaking on? The film, Saving Private Ryan, was about the rescue of a United States Army paratrooper in World War II. Just find it. Is the clicker? It's all good. It's all good. Yep, cool, thanks. Three of Private Ryan's brothers had been killed in battle, leaving only the young soldier to carry on his family's name. Captain John Miller and his squad rescued Private Ryan in a desperate mission that cost the officer and several of his men their lives. Many gave their lives to save one. 2,000 years ago, God himself embarked on a rescue mission. He sent his only son, Jesus, on a mission to save the human race. One man gave his life to save many. The rescue mission wasn't an afterthought on God's part. It was his plan and purpose from the beginning of time that Jesus would come to save us. On Easter Sunday, we celebrate the victory of Jesus over death. We carry on the family name. Let's read the Easter story. It's in all four Gospels, but we'll read Matthew's account. Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Lo, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Hail." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The women who went to the tomb that morning were not expecting those events. They went at the crack of dawn to put spices on the body of Jesus, as was the custom in those days. They weren't even sure how they would get into the tomb. They knew that it was heavily guarded and that a great stone blocked the entrance. They'd seen it a day or two before, after the crucifixion. But just after they arrived at the tomb, there was a great earthquake. An angel appeared and rolled the stone away. The guards fainted. I think the woman would have been close to fainting as well. The woman would have experienced such conflicting emotions over those past few days. Firstly, sadness and grief, then fear and awe, but finally, such great joy. Despite not fully understanding what had happened, the woman obeyed the command of the angel to go and tell the disciples that Jesus had risen from the dead as he said he would. 2,000 years have gone by. The good news of the resurrection is still too good to keep to ourselves. The resurrection is the main event that caused so many people to believe that Jesus was who he claimed to be, the Son of God. Earlier in the week, when Jesus was arrested, his followers deserted him. In fact, Peter denied even knowing him, and the others fled for their lives. On the day he was crucified, they hid in the crowd. Even on the day of the resurrection, they were meeting privately behind closed doors. But the testimony of the woman and the subsequent visit by the resurrected, very much alive Jesus changed all that. Jesus was betrayed by one close disciple, Judas Iscariot, but the other 11 disciples went from being cowards who deserted him in his hour of need to being able to boldly and courageously proclaim that he was the Son of God. Something profound happened between the crucifixion and when Jesus ascended into heaven. It's not actually working, Chris. Are you able to? It's okay, we'll get it back on in a moment. Something profound happened between the crucifixion and when Jesus ascended into heaven. That profound event was the resurrection. Later, the disciples were prepared to suffer torture, humiliation, and death because the power of the resurrection gave them the courage to follow Jesus, no matter what the cost. If there was no resurrection, Christianity would have died at the cross. But the Christian movement grew and thrived after the resurrection. On the day of the resurrection, the disciples went from despair to great joy when they heard the testimony of the woman. Later, a crowd of more than 500 people saw and heard the resurrected Jesus for themselves. Men and women everywhere began to follow the teachings of the disciples. Christ's resurrection is at the heart of the Christian message. It is the cornerstone of our Christian faith. It was predicted in the Old Testament. It was talked about by Jesus prior to his death. By rising from the dead, Jesus demonstrated that he has cleansed the guilt of our past. He's able to help us in our present lives. He gives us assurance for our future. Without the resurrection, we have no such assurance, no salvation from our sins, and no hope for our own future resurrection. We have this promise from Jesus, which he spoke as he ascended into heaven. It's in John 14:19. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:11, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit which dwells in you. The resurrection proves Jesus was who he claimed to be, the Son of God. It gives us an assurance that there really is life after death. So our response is to follow the teachings of Jesus out of love and gratitude to God. The death of Jesus paid the price for our sins, and the resurrection of Jesus gives us hope for our future. 2,000 years have passed since the resurrection, but it still impacts our lives today as we reflect on the price Jesus paid to bring us into a relationship with God, our Creator. It's sad to think that we reserve our praise and excitement about the resurrection only once a year on Easter Sunday. I wonder what church would be like if we consciously mentioned the resurrection every week and continued to give God the praise and the glory he deserves. We need to live life with constant affirmation and praise for what Jesus has done for each one of us. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Notice that two things are required of us to be saved. Firstly, to confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. And secondly, to believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead. I guess this makes the distinction that words alone are not enough, as we're all capable of saying things that we don't necessarily believe. There's no point in saying all the right things if we don't really believe them in our hearts. And it appears that believing in our hearts the truth of the resurrection is also not enough by itself. God expects us to tell others about the good news and not be afraid to make a public confession of our faith. King David had noticed the same distinction between what we say and what we believe. In Psalm 19:14, he says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Being saved doesn't mean that we will never again experience pain and loss in our lives. But because Jesus conquered the grave, we have the confidence that one day we too will rise from the dead and meet Jesus and our loved ones again if they were believers. No other event in history is more significant than the resurrection. No other event is so full of immediate hope and future victory. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the enormity of the sacrifice Jesus made to die on the cross for our sins, and we rejoice in the resurrection every day of our lives in gratitude for what you've done for us. And again, we pray especially for the thousands of young people at Easter camps up and down the country this weekend, that they might have an encounter with the resurrected Jesus and live their lives to following him, commit their lives to following him. Pray your blessing on each one of us as we live in the light of the resurrection and all that you've done in our lives. To God be the glory. Amen.